My name is Simon Swain. I'm chair of the arts faculty, and it's a very great pleasure to see so many of you here this evening for one of the more advanced and successful, I think I shall say, of the GPP programmes. But I'll come to that in a moment, because I know that not everybody here is aware of what the GPPs are or what they're meant to be doing. And I just want to take 1 or 2 minutes, and that's all, to say a little bit about them. Now, what are they about, apart from the nosh? They're about the grand themes of the world, things to do with food and security and governance and so on. And Warwick does all these things, but about a year ago we felt we needed to be a little bit more organised about how we did them and to make what we did be visible and to communicate what we're doing to other people. So back in the summer, people like Loredana were writing their proposals to be one of the originally 10, now I think 9 programmes for the GPPs. And these things really came together in the autumn. Some money was found to start things rolling, and that's where we've really got to today. Now, what are the three sort of main things which Warwick wants to achieve with these grand themes, bringing our work together? Well, one very important one, of course, is to try and get some external funding from funding agencies, charities, research councils, private sector, wherever it may be, in order to make our research really work for the university, to create jobs, of course, and really to enhance the academic environment of what we do. That's a really important part of it. But, you know, money, as the Vice-Chancellor said to me only this morning, is nothing. He said to me, give me ideas. This was 9 o'clock in the morning when I was feeling a bit groggy. And he's absolutely right, because really there are two things which are more important than the money. The first is the visibility of our research, bringing what we do in our different departments and different faculties together, making it actually work, communicating it to people not just in the university or in the university sector, but outside the university in the community. That's absolutely vital. Putting a program together, GPPs, is how we're going about it. The third strand is interdisciplinarity. Now, Warwick, as we all know, or most of us know here, is built on departments. And sometimes departments get actually in the way of people speaking together and finding out that they're doing things in common. Well, the GPP program is about making those people speak together, allowing them to speak together, and communicating again internally in the university what we're already doing so well. That, in a nutshell, is the GPPs. Some of them are more advanced, some of them not so advanced. But I think by the end of this academic year, when we go on to stage 2 of the GPPs, we'll have something which is really very successful and really takes us forward from what we've had in the past. Now, that makes a very easy transition to one of the more successful so far of the GPPs, and that is the Connecting Cultures. The aims of it are already stated there. So far, Loredana and the other people who are part of this, because none of these things are just due to one particular person, there's lots and lots of people who are involved, and that's a very important thing to say. Loredana and her colleagues have identified the three themes, who are people here representing those themes: health and culture, memory and culture, and cultures of translation. Now, these really are those grand themes which I began by talking about. They go right back to antiquity, which is my day job as a classicist, and come right up to present time. And if any of the GPPs can really knit people together, I think it's that one. So, at this moment, I will pass you over to Loredana to say a few words on where people have got to and what we're having before us this evening.
Thanks, Simon, and thank you to all of you for being here in spite of the weather out there as well. Just to follow up what Simon has been saying, well, Connecting Cultures is one of a number of GPPs, and yes, I had my own problems remembering that. For a long time, for me, GPP has stood for the Grand Prix of Portugal. That's the only way I could memorize it initially, so pass it on to you if you want to memorize the acronym. But what the Connecting Cultures GPP does is, in some senses, apparently quite vague. Connecting cultures could mean anything and has a variety of possible interpretations. But however you turn it, however you look at it, how cultures connect and how those connections have shaped and shape our world across the centuries as well as today are questions that we all need to tackle in order to understand the reality that we live in. So for us at Warwick, key research in this area, in areas that can get under the heading of connecting cultures, are projects, ideas, programs that look at a number of key words and key concepts: mobility, intercultural studies, memory studies, translation and language politics that go with translation, colonial and post-colonial studies, the cultural dimension of health and of health policies, all of which in different ways we're going to be talking about tonight. And this is research which, importantly, as Simon was underlying, is going on in a number of places across the university, not just in one department, not just in one faculty, and very often precisely across different departments and different faculties. And we have, for instance, at Warwick, both a Warwick Drinking Studies Network and, on the other hand, a research interest group on working and communicating across cultures. So that's the breadth and scope of things that you can put under the aegis of the GPP. But there are certain things that all of the research that falls into that area has in common. On the one hand, a broad definition of notions of culture, whether this is national cultures or whether it is professional cultures, cultural heritages, and so on. On the other, the idea that there is a historical dimension to the phenomena that we're looking at. Whether we're looking at the longue durée or whether we're looking at contemporary world, we certainly always think of this in a contextualized, localized, historicized fashion. There's a tension to models and to channels of cultural exchange, and that's where things like translation, of course, comes in, but also practices of mobility of other kind, of which I'll be talking later, so I won't go into that. And there is, of course, an emphasis on questions of memory and forgetfulness, which is linked to models of individual and of group identity, of behavior, of who we are, how we feel part of the communities that we're part of. So all of these is integral to connecting cultures, but as Simon was saying, we've identified some strands already. And the three main strands so far are those you see there: health and culture, memory and culture, and culture of translation, which are also the themes that we'll be talking about tonight. But this is not in any way meant to be exhaustive or definitive or set in stone. And what we're doing, as Simon said again, we're just starting, is precisely gathering more ideas. And for instance, a fourth strand on post-colonial studies is being set up just as we speak and will be another focus for the GPP. Now, the connecting cultures theme is also key to our collaboration to a number of partners and institutions. And so hopefully it will take us and it will take Warwick Research beyond what is already important, i.e. interdepartmental cross-faculty collaboration, and also into local communities, broader communities across the country, but also abroad through especially collaboration with key partners, such as Monash University, Nehru University in India. We have partners university in the US, and we're talking to all of these in order to foster further collaboration under these kinds of headings. I won't bother you and bore you anymore with more generic stuff. It's other than to say, A, over the next few months, we will be increasing our activity, so watch out for it, but also please talk to us, talk to myself, talk to
other colleagues involved in the GPP in order to tell us what your ideas are, what you would like to do with us, but also what we should be doing and we aren't doing yet. Structure for tonight. So we're going to have three, well, actually four, because we will be sharing one. Professor Jackie Labbe and I will be sharing one on cultures of translation. We'll be having three short presentations on these themes. After that, there are breakout groups. I think you've already been informed of this, and you're sitting roughly in your right areas. So over here, I believe, I have culture and memory. In the middle, I have health and culture. And over there are the people interested in cultures of translation. There will be a couple of us coming to the various groups, but as you can see, you have in front of you tables which have paper tablecloths on which you are kindly invited and warmly invited to write your ideas and to write any comments that you have. There are questions that were posted with the invitation and are also, I think, scattered around the tables and written at the back, where you have what I am told is called a graffiti wall for graffiti boards. And so feel free also to go over there and write your comments on those boards. And then we're going to have about half an hour for the breakout groups to discuss the various issues that we've raised. And after that, we're going to report back, which is not going to be some kind of nicely organized one person gathers it all, because it won't work in the setting, obviously. But we'll ask people to just literally raise their hands and tell us what came out of their discussion. Tell us what you ended up writing on the tablecloths, basically. What are the key ideas that emerged? And we'll have some final discussion and hopefully go away with a lot of ideas to work on and a lot of further collaborations to build. Okay. At which point, I need to pass things over to Franco, Professor Franco Cappuccio from the medical school, who is next.